We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everybody's hearing that and they're thinking that that's why there's, how do you spell your name? It's not the way it's pronounced. F-R-A-D-Y. F-R-A-D-Y. Very simple thing. We're in hour number two. This is The Tara Show. I'm your guest host, Bill Frady. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 803-471-0063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I just want to know how you concealed that staccato P with a 21-round magazine. I am one of the testers of a holster that I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement on. It's very hush-hush, and I can't talk about it till September the 6th. So that's how I do it with this very hush-hush holster. It's top secret. It's like Area 51 secret. That's how I do it. El Presidente, yes.
Stealthy.
Stealthy. Stealthy. That's yeah.
Right.
Plus, I'm not even carrying it today.
Okay. Well,
I've opted for my more comfortable ones.
Okay.
I've got my comfortable
ones. Is that the Desert Eagle you got?
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly.
I want to conceal something the size of a Wheaties box.
That's right.
Takes 5 minutes to draw that sucker. Whoa. Anyway. I see this on Fox News, and normally I wouldn't pay too much attention to it, but I just sometimes the sheer absurdity of it all is just funny, because aren't we told nowadays by the leftists that we could wake up tomorrow and decide to be girls?
Yeah.
We could wake up tomorrow and decide to be plants.
Yeah.
We can do and be whatever we want to be. And then Heidi Klum is being hit on social media for posting a topless picture while on Italian honeymoon. How do you reconcile this thing in social media where on one hand we're told that there is no such thing as a word no. There's no limit on nothing. And then they look at Heidi Klum and she's 46 years old. Do you know what I'd be willing to give up to be 46 years old again?
Tell me about it.
Well, I don't know, but I would give up a lot.
It would be a few years, we'll put it that way.
I'd have to stay there for 5 or 6 years, though. I mean, in order for me to give it up, I'd have to stay there for 5 or 6 years. Yeah. So I'd be 46 for 5 or 6 years. Stop rolling your eyes at me. Ghostwriter's in here like, how does that work? Yeah. Anyway, the more and more I look at, like, on social media, on YouTube, for example, The overarching, the biggest group of viewers of YouTube are kids. They're children.
Right.
The biggest YouTubers, they get out there and they'll be like, the biggest YouTubers when they segue from YouTube to, they try to make it into traditional media. They'll be like, I just got a new show on Nickelodeon. Now see, if I were to be on a TV show, I wouldn't tell anybody if I was going to be on Nickelodeon. Or the Disney Channel. I mean, they always go to these kids. So the overwhelming people that seem to consume social media are children.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I look at this, and I mean, my time between the time I was 17 and 25, that seems like a snapshot of time.
Yeah.
And it was over with before I even knew it had been there.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then when I was 30 and I was still in the military, I was an old man. In the middle, all these kids coming up, 18 years old, they go through the confidence course with a high degree of confidence, and I'm still sitting there. I'm able to do it, but I mean, they just dusted me on it, and I was pretty quick for a 30-year-old old man. I just wonder about this whole youth movement. Do they understand the alternative to not aging?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, because there's a bunch of people that are members of the 27 Club, for example, like Amy Winehouse and Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all these other people. Yeah. I wonder if they had a choice between being forever 27 and aging to be like Grace Slick today.
Yeah.
Which they would choose.
I think that's a pretty easy choice.
Well, I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, am I just ranting about something here? Am I just looking at this? Because I think that if you're out there and you want to do something and you're, I've never been on an Italian honeymoon with Heidi Klum.
No. No, I haven't either.
So, you know.
Nor will I probably ever.
But I mean, when did 46 become ancient?
So is that the criticism that because she is 46?
She's in a midlife crisis.
I mean, quite honestly, I'm call me a prude, but I don't think that women should be, you know, just, you know, posting topless photos on YouTube to begin with. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not frontal.
Oh, okay.
It's more suggested than
we're viewing the southbound view of a northbound Heidi Klum.
It's pretty soft core compared to the other media outlets that we can get.
So basically, that is no different than the view anyone would have of any other woman in a bikini that's on a beach.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you clarified that.
And she's getting comments like, "All I see is midlife crisis."
I'll be honest with you. To me, the whole thing with social media is the problem of anonymity and the trolls that are out there that will be so critical of any slight, you know, age issue or defect or, you know, blemish or whatever. You know, obviously Heidi Klum is a woman who has made a lot of money celebrating her beauty.
Yeah.
And I find nothing wrong with that as long as you know, have at least a little moral and ethical standards about it.
Sure.
And that's fine. But for the anonymity of the internet and social media, I'm one of those. I think that everybody ought to have to the only way you get an account on Facebook or any of these other things, you put your real name there. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, if you're going to make these comments and put it out in the world, then you ought to be responsible for it.
Well, but the thing about the whole midlife thing, right? I don't consider that a crisis. By the time somebody's hitting their 40s or 50s, kids have grown up. They've moved out. They don't have to pay for them anymore. They don't have to worry about their college or their clothing or anything else. So if they want to go out and buy a Porsche convertible, they can afford it now. They're just cutting loose.
Yeah.
What's wrong with cutting loose?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you've got the wherewithal to do it yourself and you're not depending on the American taxpayer to support your habit there, who cares? Not anybody's business, you know?
Plus, some sunglasses look really good with gray hair. But I have to find the ones that look really good with no hair. The gray goatee.
Well, you rock the look, my man. Just don't worry about it.
That has I have no choice.
That's okay. You know?
Yeah, amongst my hairstyles, I have no choice. And that's not a midlife crisis. I started going bald when I was 30. Yeah. I was an old man in the Army.
Yeah.
I just find that so. When did we become such a cruel, cutting society?
I think that's always been there. It's just that it's so much easier now to get attention for these dismissive comments on social media because they get amplified and multiplied.
Well, I think her problem here was she either posted this on Instagram or Twitter, which I look at. I have an Instagram account, and Instagram is like Twitter with pictures.
Yeah, right.
And lots of people are on Twitter, and they'll tweet a story that they didn't write, and everybody's like, "Ooh, you're such a deep thinker."
Yeah, yeah.
Then that gets a retweet, and everybody's looking for and the whole process of both of those things are just sort of interesting. Social media is not my thing; it really isn't. And the fact that children seem to be the ones that are making the calls and setting the trends. I liked it better back in the 90s when the closest the children could come to setting the trends was liking NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I remember when my girls were into that. So.
I liked it more gooder then. Hey, when we get back, Congress has decided the Constitution just doesn't matter anymore. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To the texter who was asking me, what is my real name? Lee wants to know. And then you go off on the ramble skateboard. You know, what are you talking about? It's like you're thinking that I'm saying that the internet has made us violent. No. The nature of man makes us violent. I'm not saying the internet makes us violent. I just don't like social media. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And if Bill Frady isn't my real name, well, my parents would be shocked to find that out. The United States House of Representatives has passed a resolution in March, and the following text is in this resolution. Whereas Muslims and people perceived to be Muslim, whatever that is, are subjected to false and dangerous stereotypes and myths, including unfair allegations that they sympathize with individuals who engage in violence or terror or support the oppression of women, Jews, and other vulnerable communities. That's how it starts out. Now, when they passed this, they established with very painful clarity that either that the members of the House are entirely ignorant with respect to the contents of the sacred texts of Islam, which clearly and repeatedly and enthusiastically calls for the hatred, discrimination, subjugation, terrorization, prosecution, enslavement, rape, and mass murder of non-Muslims, or that the members of the House who voted to pass that resolution wish to deceive Americans with regard to the contents of those sacred texts. They're condemning Islamophobia. But, you know, Islam is not like the Baptists, okay? Islam is a system like communism, like democracy, like socialism. Islam has a system of finance. It has their own law with Sharia law. It, of course, has the it has its own moral set of standards and everything else. The difference is here in the United States, with our moral set of standards, we will, if we look at someone and say, that's immoral, we walk by, we get in our car, and we go away. In Islam, if they're wearing something immoral, and that means if they're showing their ankle or their wrist, they're beaten if you're female. And it's amazing that in the House of Representatives, where suddenly we discovered all these rights that never existed, we're out here looking at Islam and writing certain resolutions to get out there and say, you cannot do this or that because someone is this way or that way. The House members condemn superior moral values and condemn criticism of fascism and genocide and terrorism and a long series of violent, perverse, barbaric atrocities and abominations. They condemn the traditional moral foundation of us, of America, as well as many other nations. They're condemning the principles of the Constitution, of the United Nations Declaration of Rights, and of the Almighty God of Abraham. And they condemn all American laws that criminalize all the deranged, fascistic, and perverse practices authorized under Islamic law. This House of Representatives has no legitimacy. No legitimacy. But they weren't done. They further stated this. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives, item 9, encourages all public officials to confront the real reality of anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and other forms of bigotry, as well as historical struggles against them, to ensure that the United States will live up to the transcendent principle of tolerance, religious freedom, and equal protection as embodied in the Declaration of Independence, and encourages all public officials to confront the reality of in the same token, we have this little side circus going on with Tlaib and Omar, who wanted to go to Israel. And they wanted to go to Israel to trash Israel, basically. They wanted to go to Israel to trash Israel and go to Palestine and provide all of the Palestinian settlements and provide all of these photo ops and show the full support of the American government behind the Palestinian struggle. And in the meantime, they want to confront bigotry. Why you have two anti-Semites who are pushing the BDS movement going to the place where they want to divest. They have equated Islamophobia, as they call it, which is also a made-up term, with hatred of others based on their faith-based support of moral and ethical standards. and they have immortalized in print the tragic fact that they believe the vile lie that anyone has a right acknowledged by our Constitution to commit all the crimes and perversions and atrocities called for by Islamic law. Sharia is not compliant. It is not compatible with law as it is practiced here, as the with the nation of laws as it is here. So they've lost their legitimacy and they've lost their collective mind. And this is government today. When you sit here and you think about this and you're looking at something, looking at our government today, we need to look at the government as sort of a car that has the steering wheel ripped out of it and nobody's sitting in the driver's seat. We elected these people. Various states elected these people. And they're out there thinking they can do what they want. On April 5th, 2017, all 100 United States senators voted to pass Senate Resolution 118, in which they defined as criminal anyone who displays any form of bias against Islam. They also asked federal, state, and local law enforcement officials to investigate and bring charges against anyone who displays any form of bias against Islam. So they have decided in Congress that their moral sense is greater than that of the people they serve. They've decided to grant themselves the power that is not delegated to them by the Constitution to determine that foreign laws that call for violation of American laws and egregious abuses against any non-Muslim are acceptable in America, as well as morally equivalent to American laws that classify the practices called for by Islamic law as criminal. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And that's happening. That's happened right now.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The El Paso Rampage Killer. He has, he was a very crazed bigot. Very crazed. And he had a lot of stuff in, he had a lot of things in common with David Ayers. Bill Ayers of the Weather Underground, not David Ayers. I don't even know who that is. Bill Ayers of the Weather Underground. He believed that a lot of people had to die in order to maintain the sustainability of the planet. And he was the epitome of what a bigot would be, where he would see someone, not know him, not know anything about him, just look at him as, you know, just see their visual vestige, if you will, make a determination as to, they're Mexican, and then hate them because they were Mexican. Never mind that they might be quite fine people. There are Mexicans here, Mexicans that, came here the right way that, just do it. But his manifesto was littered with all kind of racial overtones. And he noted that his views predated Trump's 2016 win. He also said the Republicans were terrible. So it was never about him being like Trump. It was never about him being all the right. He's more like the left. Bill Ayers is that's the famous living room where Barack Obama began his campaign for presidency. But there's an echo terror angle that makes up the core of his manifesto that the media is ignoring. And eco-terrorism isn't an activity of the far right, and the anti-Trump media need to deliver the uppercuts to the White House that trashes them on a daily basis. But they know that. They know it's not part of the right to be an eco-terrorist. But meanwhile, a mass shooter in Dayton, Ohio, who is a self-avowed leftist, is having his political view masked by the news media because it doesn't fit their narrative. They have to, all of these rampage killers have to be racist right wingers. That's the narrative right now. And the Dayton shooter was pro-gun control, which is the same bolt of cloth that the eco-terrorists come from. Now Trump said that the El Paso shooter should get the death penalty. I agree with the president. given the heinous nature of the crime, you might agree with the president. But Mexico's president does not want that. I don't know why he thinks he has a dog in this fight, but he doesn't want it. In fact, he said he's exploring ways to possibly extradite Crucius. His name is Patrick, Patrick Wood Crucius. He's trying to figure out how to extradite him to prevent his possible execution. In Mexico, they're worried about justice for all in Mexico. We get this from something called AFP. President Andres Manuel López Obrador said Friday that Mexico does not want the El Paso shooter who killed 22 people targeting Mexicans to be executed and will seek to extradite him from the United States. López Obrador, an anti-establishment leftist, said that while Mexico condemns Crucius's reprehensible abominable crimes, it does not want to see him put to death. Our Constitution does not allow the death penalty. We do not want the death penalty as a matter of conviction. Life imprisonment does not exist in Mexico either. I've given instructions to explore the possibility of requesting this person's extradition. We do not want impunity. We want the punishment to be exemplary, and it should serve as an example that human beings must end such acts. These irrational acts of extreme hate are not good for the United States or any country. Well, President Obrador, this is none of your business. This is none of your business. It's our justice system, which has a bunch of holes punched in it nowadays, is bad enough. But the Mexican justice system? Nah. Especially since you don't have, you know, this is never your jurisdiction. It's not your jurisdiction. He's also talking about suing us as well for his nationals being here. I don't know how many of these poor people that were murdered were here illegally. I don't know if any of them were here illegally. Eight of them were murdered by this guy. And nobody, no matter where they're at any given time, deserves to be murdered. Now, people who put themselves in peril, that has to be sort of a thought to be an occupational hazard, but they don't deserve it. And yet he's out here, while he's out there with primers on how to get here illegally, because the remittances that these people send back to their family in Mexico, I think that's their third highest rated part of their GDP. And that's a lot of money. That was enabled, that started by being enabled in California by Arnold Schwarzenegger and then codified into law federally by Bill Clinton, to where they can just send this money with impunity. If you really wanted to hurt Mexico, you would just slap a tariff on that. But this idea that the president of Mexico has any sort of right here in the United States is sort of laughable. But at the same time, we exist in a time where we're being told that we cannot look at a system like Islam and say anything bad about it. While that very party that does that calls you a deplorable. Black is white, up is down. So when I saw that, I thought that was one of the more ridiculous things I've seen come out of this very bad affair of these rampage killings that occurred. And it takes away from the fact that this all happened in a gun-free zone. In Ohio, you cannot have guns in a bar. So the Dayton shooter targeted a gun-free zone. And he targeted a gun-free zone with cops around it because he was engaged in 29 seconds after he started his little rampage. And he still killed and wounded as many people as he did. And that's the fallacy of the gun-free zone. The gun-free zone is nothing of the sort. The gun-free zone is an invitation. If you want to stop these things, the first thing you would do would be get rid of that. If these guys think the Aurora shooter, that guy, he bypassed six movie theaters that were not gun-free zones to get to the one that was. And Sandy Hook was Adam Lanza's second destination. The first one had a school resource officer there. They're all looking for some place where they're not going to be opposed for X amount of time. That's the problem. That's the problem with gun-free zones. When we get back, the anti-gun push on the Hill has begun. And just like Donald Trump, I'm doing a little misdirection now because I looked at what I was talking about and I decided I didn't want to talk about it. So let's talk about Antifa, because Antifa is trendy. That movement today is composed of it's a left-wing autonomous militant group with individuals engaged in violent protest tactics, as they say, against those whom they identify as fascist, racist, or on the far right, which is them projecting. That's them projecting. They tend to be anti-capitalists. They include anarchists and socialists and communists, with some liberals and social democrats. I don't even know how you tell the difference in all of those. They all just look, you know. But this is what they look like. This is what an Antifa is. And it has grown since the 2016 presidential election. And as of 2017, approximately 200 individual Antifa units now exist. I don't know. I only know where two of them are, but, you know, apparently there's another 198 out there. This goes back as far as 2007 on the West Coast, beginning in Portland, Oregon, shocker, extending to Seattle, Washington, and then later spreading to other areas. One of Antifa's specimens was terrorist William Van Spronson of Vashon Island. 2018, during a protest outside the Federal Immigration Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, south of Seattle, the 68-year-old man wrapped his arms around a police officer's throat and shoulders in an attempt to free another protester. When they got him into handcuffs, they found a collapsible baton, that's referred to as an asp, and a knife in his pocket, which led to criminal charges. On July 13, 2019, Van Spronson returned to the Northwest Detention Center, the holding facility for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, this time armed with a rifle and some incendiary devices. He tossed the Molotov at vehicles and buildings, causing one car fire, and then he unsuccessfully tried to ignite a propane tank. Police officers were called by an ICE employee who saw the rifle. Four responding officers opened fire and then took cover. They were not injured. Van Spronson was now at room temperature. That's Antifa for you. Let's go to hour number three, shall we? I think so. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.